Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
At the latest of Browns training camp and preseason right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Rotter recapping each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Rotter on the Browns all throughout the football season. As Daryl joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Downtown Daryl in the mix. Hello.
Hello, boys.
All right, so we have, this is what we call the Sunday show, or you guys call the Sunday show.
Yep.
I feel like this is almost like a debriefing. Like, you did the Sunday show together, you have one more show together, and that'll happen conveniently on Sunday, oddly enough.
The series grand finale.
Would you like to break down Nick Padone's his response to your relationship at some point?
I kind of feel like I'm the dad in the relationship.
Yeah, because he seems to think there's like an older brother, little brother thing, but you're 47 and he's 26, and so it really doesn't work.
Yeah, no, and especially the volume of coaching, mentorship provide.
I'm gonna bet Nick strongly disagrees with the amount of coaching and mentorship that happens.
I
think it's a cool dynamic where Daryl is like the much older brother, and I'm kind of like the, you know, swagged out, younger, cooler little brother that just does his own thing.
Listen, son. Yeah. Let me tell you how this is going to go.
Do you coach him in between the breaks? What kind of mentorship are we talking about here?
No, just, you know, life advice, career advice.
Life advice.
It's been a packed summer. I mean, So we started doing the show. I got engaged. Like, it has been a packed summer.
What was the best life advice that Daryl gave you throughout this entire stretch?
That's a good question. I would say
you have to think about it.
We
there's so much of it.
Yeah,
there's
so much of it.
You have to think about it.
We did have during the engagement episode, we had a lot of good like relationship advice of saying like yes, dear, to things, and that's like to do it like immediately. And I've taken that home with me. So like when Cam's like, hey, like go take out the trash, it's like I'll just go do it instead of just like in my own way. Like I would always take it out, but it would be maybe in like an hour, 2 hours, but instead now, after listening to the advice of Daryl Rotter, I just take it out right away. Yeah. Just to nip it in the butt.
He taught you not to be lazy.
I guess so.
Okay, we like that.
Told him, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before. That's not your saying.
I know, but I'm just saying it's
real Daryl Rotter original right there.
That's right.
But not wrong. Right?
I'm 100% right. But yeah, no. I mean, he did a great job with the engagement. Most importantly, she said yes.
Yeah. How'd you do a great job with the engagement? What'd you do? I think engagements are the coolest thing on planet Earth. My favorite moment in life is getting engaged to Elise.
It was
the excitement's so cool.
It was supposed
to say the birth of your kid.
No, I think the engagement was better than the birth of my kid from just a pure, like, just enjoyment of that day. Having my child was great.
Don't tell your child that, and certainly don't tell your wife that.
Actually, I think, no, Elise would probably like that because the story is more about her with the engagement than it is anything. And then as far as my kid is concerned, what's wrong with that? The kid is just like, oh, great, dad really loves mom. That's a nice story, is
right.
it not?
I think so.
I think the excitement you get, and then when you see her face, because there's a little bit of a surprise for Elise, although she knew it was coming. That was that's why I always tell people with like the Bookman and Son reads, for instance, like they hooked it up. The ring was fantastic, and
you should have seen the Mount Rushmore he put on her finger.
It was one of the coolest moments, if not the coolest moment of my life.
No, dude went to L.A. to get the ring.
Oh, no, that's insane. Well, Josh Bookman's right down the street. I don't know what you're doing.
I flew to L.A. twice.
Josh has every selection of ring you could ever imagine.
The first time I went to California with like the idea to go get it was when like all the wildfire stuff was going on.
Did you just want to go for like a weight loss surgery or something, too? You're a skinny guy already.
You think I needed to go to L.A. for a weight loss? You want
Botox or something? I was trying to think of something vain you could go to.
No.
You want some of those like the cups that LeBron has on his back that just makes it like makes his body perform at a high level? Like, what's going on?
It's just a cool place, man. I like it out that way.
You're talking as if like Los Angeles is already in your future dreams already.
I mean, we did also kind of say though earlier that I plan on dying here.
That's
so
true. You don't want to be a liar. So what?
You're gonna get the last rites ride home?
No, I'm staying here. I'm just checking. I'm never moving out there.
You got them big Hollywood dreams going right
now.
No,
I don't.
Did you get a massive discount? Did you get like one of those diamonds that fall off trucks? What's happening here?
I did not. I wish I did.
He went.
Where
like,
are we going
all
with
out.
This?
Little Narcos story?
Now I feel like I'm like under interrogation.
Little Narcos? Well, we're trying. I mean, Daryl said it was a massive sized ring.
And then
you're going. I've never heard of anyone traveling to Los Angeles to pick up a ring.
So we were in
LA. They couldn't have sent it to you? Like, did you not trust it enough for like,
I didn't.
A,
I
like
didn't
a FedEx?
That is what happened. I didn't trust it enough.
I'm going to defend him. As seeing the ring, I would have gone out and picked it up myself. Like, yeah, I would not have trusted that to be shipped.
So we were in LA.
You can insure mail packages.
You guys will like this. We were in LA together for when Joe Flacco made his Browns debut against the Rams.
Oh, well, tell me what you really wanted. You just wanted to see Joe Flacco's debut. You knew history was in the making in that moment right there.
That's when we were there together. And then I had to go back in order to go get it. The first time that I went back was like all the wildfire stuff. So then I just went and then didn't get it and came back home. And then I had to go back down again to actually get it. So.
This is what I deal with every Sunday, by the way. For 4 hours a day.
Kayla texted and said she got her engagement ring 2 weekends ago. Kayla, didn't you get engaged a while back, though, or no?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily all the way official. Like, there wasn't any big presentation. It was something, like, we talked about it, and he asked, and it was nice and sweet, but we had to get the ring custom made.
Okay.
Wait for that. And then once he got it, he surprised me with a nice little gesture.
Oh, that's very nice. Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, I really do think. I think it's the coolest. From a guy perspective, I know women obviously love it as well, but from a guy perspective, like Nick, it really doesn't get much sweeter than the proposal. That's a very nice ring. Josh Bookman and Son could have done much better, but that's a very nice ring. That's all I'll say about that. All right, Daryl, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, Daryl, you got your Ohio State hoodie on.
I do. OHIO, let's go.
I have a hard time with this game because I just don't know how anyone can actually handicap it. There are way too many new players.
Yeah.
Both quarterbacks don't have nearly enough of a sample size.
Yeah.
We don't even know what the running game will actually look like for either one of them. We had Anwar Richardson on at 520, and yes, he said a lot of really nice things about the wide receivers, but also added, they don't know anything about those guys either. So I'd love to know how you feel like you can have an edge one way or another within this game. Or are you just approaching it of, once it turns 12 on my TV, I'll have something to watch and I'll just soak it in from there?
Ohio State's the one thing that I can just shamelessly shill for and enjoy. And coming off a third national championship in my life here this century.
Okay.
In the post John Cooper disappointment every year era, right?
Yep.
Last three coaches each have won championships. So, yeah, Ohio State's like my last bastion of fandom. Like, I can't even really root for the Saints these days. They're just so bad, right?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I am approaching this from a pure entertainment standpoint. I'm with you. I agree. It's a hard game to handicap. For the Browns' sake, I hope Arch Manning comes out in one piece. You know, that would be good.
Oh.
Well, the phones, Daryl, today made me realize that if Arch Manning plays well in this game, buckle up for Sunday when we're on, because it is going to be nothing but an Arch Manning love fest with our Browns fans out there. Do you think that's real, though? Because we've heard kind of some conflicting reports, like Jimmy Haslam and Archie Manning both said that they anticipate that he goes back to Texas for another year. Then when Arch was actually asked about that, he peeled back a little bit.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm taking everything one day at a time. I don't know where he got that from. Where do you fall on the whole potential of Arch Manning to the Cleveland Browns?
Look, I think
super
that,
far out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that Arch is doing the smart thing and keeping his options open. Because if he goes gangbusters this year, mm-hmm. which I think is a very real possibility, and they're telling him, they always get the, you know, the grades from the scouting services and that, hey, we're projecting you're going to be in this range as far as the draft goes. I don't know who did Shadors, but someone should request a refund on that one. But
well, we don't like those type of jokes around here, Daryl. This is a pro Shador.
Pro Shador tandem for the next for the 5 hours that we're together.
If Nick Wilson was here, maybe you get away with it. But Nick Cardone, Jonathan Peterman today.
I'm just keeping it
wrist
real.
Wrist up.
I'm just keeping it real.
Daryl put his wrist up in Studio 2 Sundays ago.
I most certainly did not. I was asking and demonstrating.
Keith has the video.
It was not a tacit endorsement.
No, I guess something got in your eye. You were just trying to get up there.
I was asking, is this how you do it? And then he's like,
We needed advice on how to raise.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what the kids are up to these days. But back to Arch real quick. I think he's doing the smart thing, keeping his options open, because if they're projecting him to be the first overall pick in the draft, mm-hmm. I almost feel like he got to come out, because anything can happen in the future. Next year's not promised to anybody.
Right.
So if he's projected to be the number one overall pick, he'd be foolish to stay in school. He should absolutely come out. But if they say, hey, you're not going to be a top 10 guy, you'll obviously be a first rounder, but you're not going to be in the top 10, then yeah, maybe he should go back for another
year. Do you like that college football isn't as punitive for early season losses?
I'm going to channel my inner old man yells at cloud. I wish for the Ohio State Michigan game still to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that this game tomorrow would like decide the season for both of these teams.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They because regardless of the outcome, Texas Ohio State's got a shot to still get in the college football playoff, regardless of what. So the stakes have been lowered, and I realize it's all in the name of money. Look, I wish this was a primetime game. Mm-hmm. But hey, when Fox is paying billions of dollars for college football, guess what? And they want Big Noon Saturday, you know what they call it, right? Then that's what they get, because that's what they're paying for.
Yeah.
And for all the belly aching from the folks in Columbus, hey, you're reaping the financial benefit. I don't know what you're so bent out of shape about. This is the landscape that is college football now. Big Noon kickoff is the almost the equivalent to the Saturday night game on ABC, right? And this is the landscape. So I hate to, you know, come off as like the old man that's not willing to evolve with the times, because
get
I am willing to evolve with the times. But I do miss I do enough of that on my own. But like I really do miss the win or go home stakes of these big matchups.
Daryl, so much has been made of this matchup and the fact that both of these teams sent so many kids to the National Football League this past
year. Ohio State's a factory for the National Football League. That's why I had been imploring Andrew Berry, best Brown available. Outside of, best black guy available. Like,
the NFL perspective, though, I don't think it's an accident that the previous four college champions have all sent the most team or most players into the NFL. It's Georgia in back-to-back years,
yep.
Then Michigan sent the most NFL players, then Ohio State last year sent the most NFL players. Like, it's not a coincidence at this point.
But my point is, though, is Ohio State has become a modern pipeline to the NFL.
Oh, for sure. I mean, think about it, just in the change of that.
And not just getting in, though. I'm talking about tangible success, elite success in the National Football League, mm-hmm. players from Ohio State. former Buckeyes.
I feel like I have to ask this because it's going to be mentioned on the broadcast. I have to imagine Quinshon Judkins and his legal situation, Isaiah Bond for the Texas side and his legal situation. Are we getting any closer to the league giving us any sort of information of what's to come really for Quinshon? Because we haven't even put pen to paper on this contract yet, and we are seriously about a week away from the season starting off.
All right, so I just checked my email because I was looking for the holiday week again, Friday at 5 p.m.
Right?
News dump from the league office.
Yeah, we could have used one.
And it didn't happen. So to answer your question, no. And I don't think that contract is going to get resolved until the Browns have clarity on his status and his situation. Okay, the legal part has been set aside. He faces no legal peril there, but he does still potentially face league discipline because the standards of proof and whatnot are obviously drastically different from our legal system versus the NFL. And let's also understand the Browns, the NFL, they have access to information that we don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They have access to pretty much anything and everything that they want in regards to this situation. And so I certainly understand the Browns' frustration because they're sitting waiting, right? Mike Hall, if I remember correctly, his incident happened mid-August, and they played, I believe, one or two games before the NFL came out with the punishment.
Right, yeah, it was in season, yeah.
Yeah, he resolved the case outside of court, pled to a misdemeanor, disturbing the peace type of a charge. Mm-hmm. It was taken care of before September. League comes out 1 or 2 weeks into the season, says you're down for 5 games. You get credit for the time already served. And it's unfair to do, but I don't know. Maybe after week one or week two, we'll hear something from the NFL because I'm just kind of going off that timeline.
A lot of people thought when Rashee Rice happened that we'd start to get more of them.
Yeah, they got him for 6 games.
Yeah, and you assume they typically do. They almost like line them up and they go
dominoes.
One after the other after the other.
Yep.
That's why you said like the Friday news dump. It definitely would have been in play. We could have found out something today.
I thought
today.
For sure
when
5 o'clock hit, I was going to check my email and there would be a statement from an NFL spokesperson and a statement from the Cleveland Browns. And we'd have an answer, and that has not materialized, so the waiting game continues.
Daryl, the reaction with the Micah Parsons trade has been really interesting from a Dallas perspective to me. Dallas fans have been quick to, and yes, they've been ripping on Jerry a lot, obviously, but they've been very quick to also rip on Micah Parsons as well. And they turn it into he wasn't any good past October, and like you're getting some of the things. And anyways, I don't know that anyone outside of Dallas necessarily believes any of it.
So he's getting the Myles Garrett treatment.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Like, if Myles had been traded, Would we have reacted that similar way?
Probably.
Would we have gone down that road of just instead of acknowledging that this is one of the game's greats, that is going to a different team, a potential future Hall of Famer, we would have just been like, well, he wasn't great here, here, and here. And in the case of Myles, people might have brought up like last year how he had 4 sacks in the Chargers game, and that maybe tilted his total. In
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One way or another, they would have brought up little things like that.
Oh, absolutely, and that, because that's what fans do, right? When he's on your team, the player can do no wrong. He's your guy. You're buying his jersey, all that, right? And then once he's no longer on your team, now you're like, okay, this is why he isn't here now. And every little nitty-gritty thing that he got wrong or did wrong or any inconsistency in the play is, oh, well, thank goodness he isn't here anymore, because from this period to this period, man, the production. So, yeah, look, that's been one of the narratives surrounding Myles Garrett's career. Fast starter, very good September, October until mid-November, and then comes late December, and he starts to slow down a bit, but you know, and whatnot. Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I don't feel that that's a fair.
I think T.J. Watt does it way worse than Myles Garrett does.
Right.
And I do think it's just a product of pass rushers in general as
right.
well.
Right. And the other thing, too, is by December, I mean, teams think they got you figured out. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's all
harder.
This. Yeah, they're working even harder to slow you up. And then you as a player, as a pass rusher, you're having to work 10 times as harder. Like, as the weeks go by, these guys have to work harder and harder each and every week just to, you know, to do their thing. So, but yeah, absolutely. The fan reaction here would have been very similar. You know, the Jimmy Haslam and, you know, we've been compared, you know, like Jerry Jones is getting criticized. That would have happened to Jimmy Haslam.
All right, downtown Daryl. I know you have a big Tate McRae concert to get to tonight.
Is that what's going on downtown?
That's what's going on. Yeah, you saw the two girls that came in with their, like, Tate McRae hockey jerseys and everything like that. They're all decked out. Yeah.
See, here, and I thought Mac just scared him away.
Yeah, well, that's.
Oh, that man. Happened as well.
That's a tough one.
Matt caught astray. I apologize.
Womp, womp. All right. We'll be listening on Sunday. You guys will have a bunch of reaction to Ohio State and what happens on Saturday. Enjoy your weekend, Daryl. Thank you so much.
You too, guys.
All right, Daryl, brought to you by Shop and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, where we got to what Daryl had to say. Also get into what this weekend means for the Gardos as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, back out of here on the Fan, it is Jonathan Pito and Nick Padone with you guys. Couple segments left as downtown gets ready for this Tate McRae concert.
I know. I look at Daryl, man. He's got a smile on his face. He's loving the downtown, living life. It's making me miss when I live downtown. I had a ton of fun when I lived down here. And I miss it, man.
But you're still young enough, you could be downtown. Like, I, at one point, Elise and I, we just kind of had to move off of being downtown. We had to go out to the Solon, and then, you know, so we can raise our children and get that whole thing going. You don't even have kids yet.
It is. It was just like, it was so financially irresponsible.
You can't have kids downtown. That's not a thing.
No, that is not a thing.
But I can live with the financially irresponsible side of living downtown.
That's all that is. I was like, okay, like, I could get a house. That's like the smart.
Wait, do you have a house?
Like Dave Ramsey would say to buy a house. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Forget Dave Ramsey. We're pro Caleb Hammer around these parts.
Okay. No way.
I don't know. I just, between the two on TikTok, one is entertaining to me and one is Dave Ramsey.
Okay, I didn't know. So is this something that's been a part of the show? But
No, we've never talked financial TikTok on the show before.
Okay.
Listen, I'm very in-depth in financial TikTok. Nick is not very as much in-depth with financial TikTok.
I was going to say, that was where I was going with this. I wonder if he knows who Caleb Hammer is. I bet
he'd have no idea.
I bet
he'd love Caleb Hammer.
I bet we could get Caleb Hammer on the show. I bet we could.
On what grounds?
I don't know. Just to see, is he a sports fan? I've got questions for the guy. It seems like he's usually the one that he's usually the one asking the questions. Right. I got some questions for you,
next
Caleb
time,
Hammer.
Next time you come on,
was a $230 million fully guaranteed deal a financially responsible thing for a guy that you knew was could potentially miss 11 games?
Okay, next time you come on with me, okay, we'll put Jake Murren hard at work. I once offered him a bounty. I was going to give him a Baker Mayfield signed jersey.
That's a great bounty.
A Buccaneers. Well, so I like to encourage people to achieve their goals, right?
Yeah.
But the bounty was going to be if he got Adam Sandler, because they were starting to become convinced he could get Adam Sandler. And I'm like, if you get Adam Sandler, I thought no shot in hell. I said, if you get Adam Sandler, I'll buy you a Baker Mayfield signed Tampa Bay Bucks jersey because he loves Baker. Baker's his guy. And but I don't know what the bounty would be for Caleb Hammer, because I think that might actually be realistic.
Yeah, it's definitely
a used Browns.
It's a big step down from
a used Browns Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah signed jersey. Maybe is that what that is?
Maybe, like, and it's not game used. It's
no,
Jonathan Peterman
no, it's,
used from
it's whoever
from
in the Muni
right
lot.
Here at the Barley House at those tailgate shows that I don't even want to know what happened.
Yeah, and it's actually not even JOK's signature. It's my signature of JOK. My impression of his signature.
I think he's gettable. I think we can get him on.
Caleb Hammer is a wild man.
He is. He's absolutely insane.
He yells at people, and I love it. And he just calls them financially irresponsible. For those who have no idea what we're talking about, he just yells at people how financially irresponsible they are, how they're wrecking their life, and makes them feel so small, and I love it.
It's like genius content, because it's the human brain is in its simplest form. You see some of these people that he gets on the show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they're so dumb.
And they're also so just...
irresponsible. And it, I mean, it you makes said it, you said feel
it at,
better.
You said it at dumb, but they're also like rude to him. Yeah. Like he's trying to help them and all like his best interest is at heart. Yes, he's a little mean, but his best interest is at heart. And then all they can do is be like, but you're the idiot.
And it makes you feel better as the viewer. It makes you feel better about your financial decision because it's like, eh, did I really need to swing out to eat dinner three times out of a 7-day week? Probably not. However, at least I'm not $50,000 in credit card debt and just signed my family up for life passes at Disney World, and I don't even live in Florida.
So like, that's the,
they see the, some of the craziest people on that
the
show.
The sad part is way too many of them just spent a lot of money at Disney. And I have a 2.5-year-old.
He has cornered that market.
I have a 2.5-year-old that's obsessed with Disney and obsessed with Minnie Mouse. And I know I'm gonna, I spent April there. I'm going to spend a lot more Aprils there as well. But it's like the one takeaway that he always goes to with people. It's like, why are you at Disney all the time? It's not an affordable place. Why are you at Disney? And he just yells at them. The other side of this, did you see the one where he the guy's got the it's basically a Ponzi scheme is what it is. But it's a gold mine in Africa. That he thinks is going to hit.
They
spend like I'm serious. I watch these things on TikTok, and I go through and I scroll to be able to find the whole version of it. I think he puts them all on YouTube, but I watch it bit by bit as it goes. And it was like 40 minutes of this guy just trying to be convinced that he had some gold mine in Africa that was going to pay off. And Caleb Hammer is just like, "You idiot!"
He gets so frustrated.
This is fraud. You're spending all your money on something that doesn't exist.
He definitely did steal the bit from Dave Ramsey. I took an economics class in high school.
Yes, but Dave Ramsey is boring. This is part of why the presentation matters as much as the content.
Sometimes Dave's Ramsey was fun. I took an economics class in high school, and the teacher did not like do anything. Like he just put on Dave Ramsey videos, and I always got a kick out of like the people with the restaurants. He would be like, "I don't want to see you in a restaurant unless you're in the back with your sleeves rolled up doing the dishes. That's when you should be in a restaurant." You know, he'd sit there with his arms crossed like this. Like I did appreciate those days of sitting in Nordonia watching Dave Ramsey videos.
So
on
what
YouTube.
It is, both obviously are they got good content, but the delivery is just different. It's like watching. It's like Mike Francesa is Dave Ramsey and Pat McAfee is Caleb Hammer. Do you like to take in your consumption?
Your financial.
I didn't
bullying.
Think we'd bond over financial TikTok, but here we are.
I love it. I'm in some weird corners of TikTok. Conversation for later.
Well, I mean, I never have anyone to talk to about the different weird corners of TikTok, and I'm like 26-year-old. You brought it to the table. Well, at the record show, you brought TikTok to the table. I'm into it.
Have you seen Tri-Country yet?
What is
Tri-County? I think it's Tri-County.
What is Tri-County?
This is one that Cam showed me. It's this woman who lives in New York that runs like this antique shop, and it seems like she holds like all of her customers hostage to do a TikTok with her, and like makes them showcase what they just bought, and then at the end she goes, "Where do you get it?" And she makes them say at Tri-County with her, and they do like the swinging arm thing, and it is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And she posts a ton. She posts multiple of these a day.
I don't know why I'm so into some of these are so stupid too. I become obsessed with now. There's like a whole group of New Yorkers that have moved to Cleveland and they've like just documented their move to Cleveland. And basically the series ends up being with all these different ones of wow, I didn't know Cleveland had this. And you guys would be surprised. But Cleveland has this. And it's them just being blown away that Cleveland is not basically like a tiny town in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff over on this.
I love it. All right. Gardos have a pretty big weekend ahead of themselves. They begin a week of games against every team basically that's ahead of them in the wild card standing. There's a 2-week run where they host the Mariners, go to Boston, and then host Kansas City for 4 games. Okay. So they are 5 back of the Mariners going into tonight. And so you don't necessarily need a sweep this weekend, but you have to probably win somewhere 8 out of the next 10 in order to find yourself in the driver's seat.
You know, is it wild to say that I've just given up?
It's not wild. And here, I'll explain something a little bit more, okay? Because I thought this was fascinating. We don't usually get to this point in the baseball season, and this is the reality, okay? 12 teams have at least a 91% chance to make the playoffs. 8 teams are at 99% and up. So the 18 teams sitting outside the field right now have a composite playoff chance of around 16%, which means there's about a 5 in a 6 chance that we already know the 12 playoff teams before Labor Day weekend even takes place. The playoff field, is all but set And that's a wild and also not great thing for baseball.
It's not a good thing for Major League Baseball. It's not a good thing for the Cleveland Guardians either, because you've got the Browns getting ready to start up next week. Tomorrow you've got Ohio State, Texas, and then just a big slate of college football game. Like, I don't know what the intrigue of these next couple of series are even going to look like. And that's crazy to say, because you just mentioned it. Like, it's improbable right now that the Guardians do make the playoffs, but the way to do it is to beat these teams that are right in front of you.
Yeah.
I think everybody's just given up. I think everybody realized that that this is about a 500 ball club. They are what they are. It's been a roller coaster ride all season. There have been highs. There have been lows looking at the 10-game losing streak. And it's just, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, I think that's just what this team is. They'll win some games against the Seattle Mariners and the Red Sox and the Rays. They're going to lose a lot of those games too, and they're going to find themselves right around 500 at the end of the season. That's how I personally see it playing out. Yeah. I worry for them, you know, the team that has to draw a crowd every night, though. Like, I mean, people are going to be locked in on Ohio State all day. Then next week you got the Browns. Like, are people even going to be tuned in to the Guards?
Well, so that I think is the true telltale sign. When you have actual college football games that matter, and then next week actual NFL games that matter, I think it's going to be pretty obvious to people. And the part that stinks is that, as I laid out, the next 2 weeks were supposed to be the primetime part for the Guardians to not only make up a lot of ground, but find themselves in a competitive race. And you look at the date, you look at where we're at, not even at Labor Day weekend, and it feels like everything's already wrapped up.
And what bums me out about it is, like, think of last year, like, the Brown season was so miserable. And really what got me through it was, like, all of the moments the Guardians gave us during the regular season, but then certainly when we got to the playoffs, like, you know, Lane Thomas grand slam to keep you alive against Detroit, big Christmas against New York, even though you ultimately go down that series. Like, the Guardians last year gave you so many moments throughout your fall that the Browns were not giving you. Sans, you know, Jameis beating the Ravens, I guess. The snow game where he was in tears to see snow. Like, there were a few Browns moments, but, man, they did not stack up in comparison to Lane Thomas's grand slam and big Christmas against the Yankees. So it's a bummer. I'm going to miss having playoff baseball that I care about, because there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like sitting at the edge of your couch watching every pitch, because it all matters so much more. The strategy that goes into playoff baseball is so much different than the rest of the sports, and it's disappointing to me that we're just seemingly not going to have that this year.
No question about it. All right, we'll put a bow on this one in case we missed it next. It's Jonathan Pito and Nick Padone with you guys right here from the Barley House on Afternoon Drive at 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.